WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Motorists in Bryan will be able to continue crossing railroad tracks on Grosbeck and East 15th. That was part of City Council action yesterday that includes the start of construction to establish a downtown quiet zone in the spring of next year. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck was asked what impact moving the $5.5 million quiet zone up 2 years would have on the rest of the city's list of capital improvement projects.
I don't anticipate any projects moving off of the CIP are being bumped to later time to be able to fund this. We'll do everything that we can to keep the funding from this, as far as the debt being issued, the same as we had planned, but just finding another temporary revenue source if it needs to be from the water fund or solid waste fund or somewhere else, and then where it carries that note, if you will, in the interim and then gets repaid back.
The railroad crossing on Reed Street would be closed, but the Texas Department of Transportation would create a new crossing at Brazos Avenue. The former owner of the Briarcrest Golf Course is making more money after donating the property to the city of Bryan. That's after a city council majority approved a management agreement with Wallace Phillips.
The 10-year contract calls for the city to pay Phillips $100,000 each year as a management fee, plus half the salary and benefits of a general manager and controller, which is another $63,000, and 2% of gross profits as a bonus to the general manager. Mike Sutherland, who voted against the management contract, says that amounts to paying Phillips twice.
Combining all the public golfers in the town into one course, and the cost of operation out there at Briarcrest is about a couple hundred thousand dollars less than Muni. If you just used our management at Muni there, you might be up as much as $300,000 there. So I don't understand why we want to give that away.
The city and Phillips will split the remainder of the gross profits, except that Phillips will continue to keep all revenue from food and beverage sales. Phillips is also selling vehicles and equipment used at the course to the city for $232,000. Last night's decision follows council votes to buy one of Briarcrest's driving ranges from Phillips and paying him to lease building space for a senior center. According to the council's background information, city staff and Phillips are expecting to generate a net operating profit this year of $257,000. It's after the city's expecting a loss of $250,000 last year at the Travis B. Bryan course. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next year's Bryan School District budget could have a revenue decrease of between $1 and $4 million. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws told the school board at their last meeting that's in part to getting less state money because the district won't match the 12% increase in property values that happened in this year's budget.
If we had 12%, we got to stay at 12%. If it dips, then we're going to lose revenue for a year. We had that year of big growth several years ago, and many of you, if you were here, recall me saying, okay, we just gained $2.5 million but we can't sustain this growth.
The Bryan School Board will receive another budget update in April. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Of course you are. It's just a matter of the computer this morning. damn it. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm talking to the computer.
I know.
I mean, okay.
Happy Wednesday.
I guess so. All right.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, and fog is too.
Oh,
so
man.
Just, be aware of that.
Yep.
okay, now see, it says...
Does it say anything?
Yeah, it does. Oh. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, all right, we're going to try again one more time. Okay, so like the end of the newscast. Yeah.
Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The factory has challenged Tom Light Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000 off. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings includes 7,000 factory incentives, 750 package option savings, $77.79 discount. When available, ends February 28th.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
All right, America, H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location next to Kroger's on Boonville and Bryan or in Caldwell on Highway 21 across from the Civic Center. H&R Block.
Good morning. It's about 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Areas of fog this morning, giving way to clouds and a few showers. Mild temperatures 65 to 70 through the afternoon. Clouds night, there's the chance of a shower remaining mild, 60 to 65. There may be some fog overnight. Tomorrow, clouds followed by some sun, breezy, warm, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly cloudy and 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Cloudy, breezy Friday. There could be a few showers around. Highs Friday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie men's basketball not feeling the love last night as they fell to Missouri, 62-58. It was a close one down the stretch, but Coach Billy Kennedy said there was just too much going against the Aggs last night.
I thought Missouri's defense and their ball pressure and our inability to get the ball inside to Tyler Davis was a big key in the game. And you got to give Missouri credit. They double-teamed him some in the first half, some in the second half.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Kennedy coming up as we break down that matchup. Also looking elsewhere around the men's game, Texas Tech with a big win against 23rd-ranked Oklahoma last night in Lubbock. Also the SEC Championships. Kick off today, the swimming and diving championships right here in Aggieland.
Hey, that's indoors. That's good.
That is. Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, all that and more coming up in sports.
And it's Valentine's Day.
It is.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
And I scoured the internet. I spent hours, and I found three reasons why it's good to be single. So there.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys, I know this is my first Valentine's Day on the show,
yeah,
but I thought I'd do something a little special. I wrote each of y'all a Valentine. If y'all wanted to hear it, I don't know if we have.
Well, we'll do.
Okay,
we'll wait till a little later.
We'll put that off until
we want
later.
More people to wake up.
Yeah, that's what it
listening.
Is.
Listening.
Yeah, I mean, for you to go to that much trouble, we want to make sure there's
that's
more
really
than,
sweet of you, Zach.
Yeah, I do what I can.
14 people
maybe.
Out there listening.
Yeah. I'm a giver. That's
we'll
what I do.
We'll see how that works. All right, so the test of the Vietnam-era flak jacket went well. Don't have many
What's
stories.
What's a flak jacket?
Flak jacket, that's what they wear to make sure that the bullets don't go into them.
Okay.
Okay, kind of like a bulletproof vest.
Okay.
Thing.
Gotcha.
Three buddies fired a .22 caliber pistol at it.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Oh, at it.
Yeah, and it stopped the bullets.
Yeah.
So then they decided to put it on.
Well, no, actually, yeah. They gathered Saturday at a cabin owned by the parents of one of the kids in Northwest Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. One of the three had purchased the flak jacket designed to stop shrapnel from landmines and grenades at a secondhand store. After the successful test, one 19-year-old decided to go ahead and put it on and have his friend shoot at it. According to the Lancaster County Sheriff, Terry Wagner, he said to absorb some of the shock, they put a pillow between the young man's body and the flak jacket. Now, if the flak jacket doesn't stop it, I don't know what the pillow's going
to
do.
But well, I think that's just to help brace him, right?
More or less, so kind of bruise, acting.
Yeah, okay. I imagine that's probably what it was for, right?
Yeah. Problem was, the sheriff said the kid missed and shot his buddy in the butt.
Oh, wait. Yeah. So he was shooting him from behind.
I'm not sure. I guess so, probably. According to the sheriff, he said this is like one of those Jackass shows. Referring to the MTV show. They were confident that the vest would stop the bullet.
Yeah, but you got to hit the vest.
10-4, Eleanor. The 19-year-old was injured and not seriously taken to the medical center, and that's when deputies were called at 2:45 on Saturday afternoon.
Honestly, they put more thought into it than I imagined.
Well, you know.
Believe it or not. I mean, at least they tested it first, and then they put the pillow in there. Not saying that it wasn't stupid. It was.
Believe me,
it was stupid, but it's, you know, they didn't just buy it right off the shelf and go out in the parking lot and start shooting at each other.
Yeah, after they reviewed the information, the shooting victim apparently had been drinking. But the shooter had not, fortunately.
Oh, okay, that is good.
And his aim was still that bad.
It was.
Info.
Mation.
Maybe his butt was just a big target.
It could be.
He had a big butt.
The sheriff wanted to remind everybody, don't let your friend shoot you. So,
My uncle shot himself in the butt one time.
In the butt.
In the butt.
He shot himself in the butt.
He shot himself. Well, not on purpose.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
Wow, that's
shot himself in the butt.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fightin' Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative, John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Do you have an aging loved one or a relative who requires special care? On Saturday, February 24th, join First Baptist Bryan as we host our second annual Caregivers Conference. This all-day conference is a great opportunity for you to come learn more about how you can take better care of your loved one and yourself. Multiple experts will be on hand to lead breakout sessions in a variety of topics related to aging. For more information and to register for this year's Caregivers Conference, visit our website at fbcbryan.org/caregivers.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, here we go. It's the 14th of February. It's day 45. We got 320 of them to go. So it's National Cream Filled Chocolates Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
It depends on what flavor the cream is.
Well, it's true. And, you know, Forrest Gump told us that.
Never know what you're going to get.
Look, some of that, some of that cream is just nasty.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sorry.
You're right.
I mean, you can think that, oh, wow, I was hoping I would get the one that had
blank.
Yeah,
cream. And instead
in
you
it.
Get, like, the orange cream.
Yeah. Now, you know, fortunately, I think it's Whitman's that they go ahead and put a roadmap.
Ooh, the map. Yeah. Yep, gotta love the map.
Which is helpful. One of the fun things to do is go ahead and switch that around.
Ooh, yeah, even better. Then put it in the break room.
That's right.
That way the kid with the peanut allergy dies.
Oh, wow.
Good idea, Scott. Great idea.
This went south real
He's
fast. Man.
Audit. All right.
I don't know if we have anybody with a peanut allergy up here.
Well, you know, we haven't lost
Find
anybody.
Out.
That's
Find
well,
out
it's
today.
Not gonna, it's not going to stop them from eating that stuff. You put it out there, it's like cows to the trough. And just
book
everybody.
Giving day, give a book. That's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
Pet Theft Awareness Day.
Oh.
Man, this is always so sad to me when I hear about people's animals getting stolen.
Yep, I would agree.
That is so sad.
It's kind of like a car. If you got a showy one, be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, but the car doesn't have feelings.
No, I understand. Yeah. No.
Well, sometimes they do.
Yeah, okay.
It depends.
It's just... So, you could always adopt
Zach,
an ugly
Zach, you're not
dog.
Helping me make my point.
Oh, well, no. I agree with you.
Now,
it's terrible.
The hope is, that's why having... they're talking about pets, so that could be anything. It's not like a gerbil is going to follow you home, right?
Or a hamster.
Or a hamster. Climb out of the toilet and follow you home.
Yeah,
or a cat, even, for that matter.
Right.
A dog, somehow, you think you've got that bond, of course, which is crushed if somebody happens to take
Correct.
It away from you. But
yeah.
Just pet theft awareness, be aware of that. And it's Ferris wheel day.
Okay.
Ferris wheel. Well, it's too cold for Ferris wheels.
It is here, but there's some in other parts of the world.
Saw where they've got the makeshift, carnival that's out there at the mall.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Now, why would you call it makeshift?
That is a carnival.
Because they could pick it up and they can move it around.
They could.
I don't trust those things.
Speaking about books and Ferris wheels, I read the book last year, The Devil in the White City.
Okay.
Which is about the Chicago Fair the World's Fair when they first introduced the
World
Ferris
Exposition.
Wheel. Yeah,
right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's a really good book, by the way. I think we've talked about it on the show before, but, because it's very historical, but very entertaining. And so, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, this is about the murder, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The serial killer.
The murderers.
Yep.
Yeah.
The World's Columbian Exposition.
That
was called in Chicago.
Gotcha.
It happened in 1893.
I never did see the movie.
Well, was
there a movie?
I'm sure there has been.
There
was supposed to be.
Oh, was there?
It says Leonardo DiCaprio purchased the film rights in 2010. I don't know if there was ever a movie actually.
DiCaprio
made.
Would be good at it, no doubt. But I want to say Glenn Beck had that man's grandson or great-grandson on his show.
The murderer?
His grandson on the show.
Wow.
And was talking with him and, said that he didn't know until his father told him one day because they had changed their name and everything else.
Right.
Pretty crazy stuff. But that house, of course, it burned down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy story.
The whole background as to how they decided to have the exposition, pay for it, that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
is pretty interesting.
Oh,
and again,
yeah.
Because it's Chicago. There's some people who made a ton of money off of it.
Yes.
Just a ton
yep.
of money. Anyhow, it's all because of this guy named George Washington Gale Ferris. That's
mm-hmm.
why it's called the Ferris Wheel.
The Ferris Wheel.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And up until 2006, the world's tallest Ferris wheel was the London Eye. Which
okay.
is over on the Thames, right across mm-hmm. from the House of mm-hmm. Commons.
Yeah.
It was surpassed in 2006. Then in 2014, we got one called the Singapore Flyer. Imagine that. It's in downtown Singapore. Now we've got one that's even taller. The current record, 541 feet tall. It is the High Roller in Las Vegas. It is
American.
And this makes sense. Ferris was born on February 14th.
There you go.
That is why it is World
Ferris
Wheel
Day.
Day.
There you go. And we got some birthdays of other people.
Birthdays for today. Freddie Highmore turning 26. He plays Sean Murphy on The Good Doctor. Mm-hmm. It was Norman Bates in Annie's Bates Motel. Danai Gurira, I think I'm pronouncing this right. She's Okoye in Black Panther, Michonne on The Walking Dead.
Okay.
For those of you that that have seen
that thing,
yeah, watch Walking Dead. Drew Bledsoe turning 46.
Right.
Boy, you talk about a hard luck guy. Of course, he was the New England Patriots quarterback, got hurt, replaced by Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Was the Dallas Cowboys quarterback for a little while, got hurt, replaced by Tony Romo.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, paycheck's still pretty good.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and he was a pretty good quarterback, too, all things considered. Matchbox 20 singer Rob Thomas is turning 46 today. It's 3 a.m., and we just woke up.
That's
so there
right.
you go. That's pretty much how it works. But he's turning 46 today. Simon Pegg, Scotty in the new Star Trek movies, Benji in Mission Impossible, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz. He's turning 48 today. Pretty good actor. Enrico Colantoni is turning 55. Now, he is Elias on Person of Interest.
Okay.
For those who have seen that,
he's
Keith on Veronica Mars, Elliot on Just Shoot Me. He's kind of one of those guys, you know who he is if you see him.
Right,
you
sure.
just might not know his name. Jim Kelly turning 58 today. Another former quarterback for the Buffalo Bills along with Drew Bledsoe.
Hey, and the Houston Gunslingers.
Right, yeah. Back in the day because he didn't want to go where it was cold.
Yep.
And then he ended up going to Buffalo anyways after the USFL. But... and of course he had his battle with cancer and was able to overcome mm-hmm. that. Teller, Penn and Teller, turning 70, and he doesn't talk. So
no.
I don't know what he's going to say about his birthday, but he's turning 70 today. Pat O'Brien is turning 70, former Access Hollywood host.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, well, right. Apparently he had some voicemails that apparently
didn't go
over well.
Yeah, he had some personal issues.
Yeah, he did. It happens. Carl Bernstein, turning 74. Watergate.
Of Woodward and.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Washington Post was able to break all that. And Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, and he hates soft drinks. He's turning 76
all right.
today.
And for old folks, Hugh Downs. Hugh Downs used to be a game show host. He was on 2020, the original version of 2020 on ABC. 97 today.
Wow.
97. There you go, 625.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, just when you thought the liberal media couldn't go any lower, the alt-left destroyed Trump's so-called journalists in the press. They have a newfound love for the brutal dictatorship of North Korea. Now, throughout their coverage of the 2018 Winter Olympics, every outlet from the New York Times to Reuters to CNN heaping praise on Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean murdering dictator Kim Jong-un. New York Times, without a word, only flashing smiles. Kim Jong-un's sister outflanked Vice President Pence in diplomacy. Reuters even joined in on the praise, writing that North Korea had won the, quote, diplomatic gold medal. And, of course, the whole fake news network. Well, they proclaim that Kim Jong-un's sister stole the show. Is it, what is it with the left and their obsession with loving, murdering dictators and sucking up to rogue regimes like this?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway.
Good morning at 628 and for Maniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got some fog out there. Probably hang around until mid-morning. We'll get up to 69 degrees today. And winds out of the south. There you are, 63 tonight. And tomorrow, looking at about 75 or so. Still near 70 on Friday with a 30% chance of rain. Then it goes up to 50% on Friday night. Got a little wind shift coming on. And Saturday, a 60% chance of rain, but our high will be 56. So today, enjoy it after the wind shifts and the fog gets out of here. Northeasterly winds right now at 3, a little bit of fog and mist. We've got 48.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. In the latest sign of the escalating battle for talent in Hollywood, Netflix has signed producer Ryan Murphy to a multi-year deal to create content exclusively for the streaming service. Under the five-year deal, Murphy will make new series and films exclusively for Netflix. Murphy's contract with 21st Century Fox expires this summer, and he will reportedly start at Netflix in July. Murphy was behind such shows as Glee, American Horror Story, and American Crime Story. Murphy's move seen as a huge get for Netflix and a serious creative blow to Fox. Shell, an Italy state-backed oil company, paid $1.3 billion for rights to a prized offshore oil field in Nigeria. The question of whether the money was mostly a bribe is at the heart of one of the biggest corruption scandals the industry has faced. Prosecutors say the scheme went as high as Nigeria's former president. Crude oil trading at $58.77 a barrel on Wall Street futures this morning, pointing to a moderately higher open. That's your money now.
The clock is ticking.
Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has been told to expect a financial turnaround of municipal golf operations of $500,000.
That's according to financial information presented to the City Council as part of a staff recommendation that was approved by the council last night to hire the former owner of the Briarcrest Golf Course to manage what Wallace Phillips donated to the city 2 months ago. City staff's expecting a loss during the last year at the former Travis B. Bryan course of $250,000, while staff and Phillips are projecting a net operating profit this year of $257,000. That does not count the city paying Phillips a $100,000 annual management fee and the city buying power tools and vehicles owned by Phillips for $232,000. The profit forecast does take into account the city paying Phillips half the cost of a general manager and controller, which is $63,000. Mike Sutherland, who voted against the management contract, asked Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker why the city is splitting gross profits with Phillips.
And we're loading the cost of operation up by about $250,000, and that seems to be opposite of what we were trying to do.
Sharing of the profits is an incentive for them to, one, manage their cost, but then also to manage the revenue so that at some point in time we do hope that there's actually a cost sharing that can be had.
The council also voted last night to spend $85,000 to buy out a contract for electric golf carts that were not moved to the new course. And the council supported a Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation to hire a consultant to create a land use plan for property surrounding the former Travis B. Bryan course, which is being turned into a super park. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A unanimous Bryan City Council directed staff to create a railroad quiet zone in the downtown area as quickly as possible. There was also no disagreement to keep open the railroad crossings at Grossbeck and East 15th. Mayor Andrew Nelson repeated what he's been told by Union Pacific that their new rail yard north of Bryan will not increase train traffic but will improve their efficiency.
Coming in through Mexico, from the southeast, from all over, and they come in here, and once they get to this point, they may need to, just like you at a hub, go to Houston, but then you're connecting to some other place. They're bringing all these trains in here, reconstituting the cars, moving some onto different locomotives, and then sending them out. So that's their story. We have a long, trusted relationship with them. I have no reason to assume that's different.
Construction of the $5.5 million project is slated to start in the spring of next year. The council was also told funding for projects in Bryan's current capital improvements plan is not anticipated to be delayed by moving up the Quiet Zone project by 2 years. Blinn College and the Texas Workforce Commission will be making formal presentations tomorrow regarding training grants at two BCS manufacturers. The first stop is at Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies, where Blinn is receiving almost $290,000 to provide custom training to 140 current and new employees. Upon completion, those Fujifilm employees will receive an average wage of more than $24 per hour. The second stop is at Axis Pipe and Tube, where Blinn is receiving almost $470,000 to provide custom training for 200 new and current employees. Upon completion, those Access employees will receive an average wage of more than $32 per hour. Bryan School Board members have been told the best case scenario for next year's budget is that it will be based up to 300 fewer students, a slowing in the growth of the property tax base, and covering at least one unfunded state mandate. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws reported at the board's last meeting that the state is mandating pre-kindergarten without providing additional money, and the state is not renewing a pre-K grant the district has used in prior years.
So that's something for this coming budget, 18-19. What we're looking at is what we're already doing, because we've implemented that. For us, it's about a little over $700,000 that we have to spend in that area. And how much more in 18-19 must we add to the budget to meet that requirement?
Background information given to the board shows a cost of a 1% pay raise is nearly $1 million. More information has been obtained by WTAW News into last weekend's arrests of two Texas A&M basketball players on misdemeanor marijuana charges, one who has since been dismissed and the second who is on indefinite suspension. According to the arrest report from University Police, J.J. Caldwell and J.J. Chandler were arrested about 2 hours after the Kentucky game. They were two of three men inside a vehicle that was parked and with its engine running outside the A&M post office. Caldwell, who was dismissed from the team, was also arrested for failing to appear before a justice of the peace to resolve a speeding ticket he received in March of last year. And according to online court records, a DWI charge against Caldwell from May of last year was dismissed by the Brazos County Attorney's Office. The reason was, according to the motion to dismiss, in the interest of justice. Caldwell posted a tweet the day before yesterday announcing he wants to take total responsibility for his actions. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. We'd love to hear from you. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 46. Eating raw garlic prevents the flu. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Does garlic boost your immunity? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org. And if you're feeling under the weather, schedule an appointment at CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bedbug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bedbugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bedbug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'm Crystal Kelly, and I'm running for District Clerk of Brazos County because I believe my experience working in the District Clerk's office and in private practice as a litigation case manager over the past few years uniquely qualifies me to step into the role as a District Clerk on day one with a fresh perspective. I am the only candidate with Brazos County District Clerk office experience. For more information, go to VoteCrystalKelly.com.
Political ad paid for by Crystal Kelly candidate Chad Jones, Treasurer.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, it's 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Valentine's Day starts on the murky side. We'll have lots of fog out there today. It's due to the warm air trying to push into the region. Clouds, couple of showers. We're up to 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clouds, maybe a shower tonight, lows 60 to 65. Becoming partly sunny, breezy tomorrow, 75 to 80, clouds 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Scattered showers, breezy, cooler by Friday, highs Friday 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking Texas A&M men's hoops' loss to Missouri last night, 62-58. Hear a little bit from Coach Billy Kennedy on that game as it snaps the Aggies' four-game winning streak. Also, the SEC Championships and swimming and diving this morning are actually going to kick off around 10:30 at the Student Rec Natatorium. Aggie men's and swimming's diving head coach Jay Holmes on the SEC championships a little bit.
SEC, I believe, is the best conference in America. All the men's teams in the SEC zone, there's not a bad team. They all bring something about them that are going to be hard for us to, you know, to compete against. I mean, so this is a great environment.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Holmes coming up, as well as talking plenty of Olympics, NBA, and other college men's basketball. All that more coming up in sports.
Using the big cement pond over there, the cement pond.
The cement pond.
And the Beverly Hillbillies.
Harlem Globetrotters.
They could have said it, too.
This is a story. Yeah.
So now, we got, are a lot of people here in town for this, do we know?
I guess a lot of swimmers and divers are. Well,
right?
there's plenty of SEC folks, okay. And it's a big deal.
We have the Nationals here this year, is that right?
I don't know off the top of my head.
But I could look it up. Look on the swim schedule.
Well, I didn't have it just pulled right up in front of me.
Yeah, I know. Chelsea, you got any idea?
No.
Okay.
Just not part of my job.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
No, they do not.
All right,
SEC championships are here, but looks like the Zone D Diving Championships are in Minneapolis.
Wow.
And the NCAA Championships.
Man, I hope that's inside.
I bet it is.
Championships are in Columbus, Ohio.
All right. Interestingly enough, this always just blows my mind. There's a senior on the A&M softball team, Tori Vidalis, who is an All-American, excellent softball player.
Uh-huh.
She was a diver in high school and won district in
diving.
Oh, I
didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is just not two sports that you normally
wouldn't associate those two.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so, anyway, fun fact for you today.
There you are. It's time for fun facts. So it's Chit Chat Wednesday. We'll talk to the congressman in about 45 minutes, the mayor of College Station in today. And, anybody who calls, we'll talk to them, too.
And Glenn Brewer's just walking up and down our hallways. I'm not really sure what he's doing here again.
Yeah, he's over on Candy on
Wednesdays. He's over with those people.
He just popped into my window and
he
waved.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, always got a joke. Should ask him if he had a joke.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was on air, so I just
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about politics.
Okay, it's Valentine's Day. We can just skip.
We could do that, and today is Valentine's Day.
Feeling the love.
Later on today, we'll give you, three good reasons why it's good to be single.
Okay.
There you go.
Let me see. Florists across. You think florists were busy. And then, of course, yesterday, last night was Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they stop partying immediately at midnight?
Oh, I doubt it, Scott.
Yeah, probably.
Well, hold on, guys. We're going to have to put that drink down.
Maybe Lent starts around, 8 a.m.
Yeah,
or so.
Like right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And once again, they're washing the streets down. But again, in New Orleans, they should be doing that every
every morning.
You know, I haven't been to Bourbon Street, obviously, during Mardi Gras or even at night. The one time I went, I had to get back on the boat. We couldn't be hanging out there the whole time.
That's the only time you've been to New Orleans.
Well, I mean, I've been around it on the interstate, but the first time that I'd been to Bourbon Street, it doesn't count. was whenever we got off on the boat and we had a few hours to kill, and man, it was gross. I didn't like it.
Right, because you were sober.
It smelled, and it was just, and it was hot and muggy.
It is the most decadent city in America.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
It's
glorious.
But it's got some beautiful, it's beautiful. There are places in New Orleans fantastic.
And very cool architecture. I mean, old buildings and things like that. Mm-hmm.
But the streets need to be washed regularly.
Yes.
Well, because it's people from Louisiana who feel like they can go misbehave there. Boy, consider how they're actually behaving in their own hometown.
Louisiana, lawlessness.
Lawlessness.
That's right. It's just I hope
good
everything
times.
Was all right. I had a story yesterday. It's too much trouble to find.
Okay.
About what they do with all the beads. Because they can't really recycle the Mardi Gras beads because they have paint on them. So I think what they do is they wash them with who knows what to make sure that they're clean again, and then I guess they restring them.
Ew. That's just something else that's gross about New Orleans. You don't know where those things have been.
I think that was the purpose of the story, to let you know they have really been washed well.
So that you can
go back and feel okay with using them again.
Now, every year they come out with cops, and it's Mardi Gras cops.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, it's like it's an episode, like Cops, the show.
Oh,
Cops.
Okay.
And
I was like, yes, there are police officers. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's an episode.
I don't know what they do.
It's
but
an episode
there.
Centering around Mardi Gras, and it's funny to listen to him talk.
I'm sure.
So the very idea that there might be some people who would be misbehaving during Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Well, three people died yesterday.
Get out of here.
Three different shootings, yeah. And three people died.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But they said besides that, it was pretty.
We're here
know,
to party, y'all.
Pretty
not
calm.
To...
Okay.
But that happens in New Orleans all the time.
All the time. That's
that
true.
Might have not had anything to do with Mardi Gras. But
that local organization is called the Ark of Greater New Orleans. They collect the leftover beads, clean them, and then sell them.
Okay.
At this time of year, there are plenty of takers, especially since the price is right, often no more than $1 a pound.
Wow.
Jeez.
Last year, ARC, which advocates for people with developmental disabilities, recycled 120,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads.
Well, you know, good for them. That's a great idea.
And that's the deal, is if you go to some, I don't know, knockoff Mardi Gras party in something like Bryan or College Station,
right.
Texas, maybe those beads actually were there.
No.
You never know.
And they were cleaned.
Yep, and then shipped
and then,
out.
Right.
These are genuine.
Yeah.
New Orleans
Mardi Gras beads.
Sure enough, real. Yeah. So now, Zach, have you ever worn any Mardi Gras beads?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, have you ever passed any out,
Zach? I didn't earn them, if that's what you're asking.
No, I know what you mean. So now, did we have a king cake up here yesterday?
No.
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 I didn't get my fix.
There's anyone really, like, from around here. I did see a donut place in town that was doing little, like, king cake donuts that looked delicious.
That would have been pretty cool.
I know, but I didn't go get one.
Have y'all seen the big king cake baby? That's
the big one?
Yeah,
no.
That he goes to the
it's
New
creepy.
Orleans Pelicans games.
Oh.
And he's dressed up as a big baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is very creepy.
That's great. That's great.
Well,
a friend of mine got the baby this year. I guess they had one at work. And
okay.
She freaked out because she thought it meant that the baby, like she was going to have a baby on the way. Said, no, baby symbolizes luck
this
and prosperity.
Is, yeah, this is good.
It's a good thing to find the baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was like, oh, good.
All right, I'm better.
Yeah.
Hi, this
yeah.
is Dennis Kubetzka from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're joining the legion of perennial enthusiasts, you're about to get your rewards. Those early spring types are in full bud and bloom, and more are soon to follow. This is a great time to make plans for an entirely new perennial garden. We'll outline the steps to success right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. If you want to be successful with a perennial garden, start with a highly visible location. Perennials are great when they're grown in dedicated beds with other perennials nearby. That allows you to plant for a whole season of color. When one type finishes and starts looking ugly, you have two more to take its place. However, you also want the permanence of evergreen shrubs to anchor the bed. Perennial gardens usually look best when they're positioned away from the house, maybe as a jet out into the grass from the fence or the driveway. You need a sunny, well-drained location. Most perennials do best in full sun. Work the soil thoroughly, mixing in several inches of organic matter such as peat moss, shredded pine bark mulch, compost, and rotted manure. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of washed yellow brick sand or expanded shale, but only in combination with the organic matter. Rototill all of that down 10 or 12 inches and pulverize all the soil until there are no clods larger than a quarter. Rake the prepared soil into berms to ensure good drainage, and then edge them with stone, wood, metal, or quality plastic edging to maintain the elevations. Perennials are available in many different forms. Some you merely get from a friend or neighbor who's overloaded with that type. They're also available in 4-inch and 6-inch pots, even 1-gallon containers at local nurseries, starting sometime soon and going on through the spring. You can order many of the more exotic types from national mail-order sources online, but do try to buy locally whenever you can. Keep your perennials well-watered and fertilize them once a month while they're growing actively and producing flower heads. Once they quit, you can start holding back on the plant foods. Prune dead stubble out of the bed to keep it well-groomed and use some type of mulch to discourage weed growth. Dig and divide your perennials when they become crowded. Let's talk about some of the best for the early spring. I like jonquils, narcissus, and daffodils. Of course, you plant them back in the fall, but they're in bloom right now and they're beautiful. Avoid big types like King Alfred and Mount Hood. They don't come back very well. Thrift is a type of creeping phloxen, and it's gorgeous. Oxalis is an old-fashioned plant that many of us buy anew each spring. It makes a beautiful edging to beds. Garden pinks are sweet little beauties. There are perennial types. Iris bloom from late February through March. Purple coneflowers in mid-spring. Gloriosa daisies in early summer. I like the variety Goldstern. And then hardy amaryllis and Shasta daisies and on to my beloved daylilies. Oh, there's some great perennials. A lot more than just those. I'm Neil Sperry, a year-round tree program in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. 21st-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball put together a late charge, but in the end it just still wasn't enough as the guys fell to Missouri last night 62-58. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the loss.
I thought Missouri's defense and their ball pressure and our inability to get the ball inside to Tyler Davis was a big key in the game. And you got to give Missouri credit. They double-teamed him some in the first half, some in the second half. And their ball pressure forced 16 turnovers. That's too many turnovers in that possession game like we play and like Missouri plays.
Now, the Aggs were pretty much handcuffed in the first half with big man Tyler Davis mired in early foul trouble. Coach Kennedy gave credit to the man defending him, Jeremiah Tillman.
Getting Tyler Davis in foul trouble was a big factor in the first half. He picked up two fouls, and Jeremiah was very aggressive. And getting Tyler picking up two fouls was a big difference in the game compared to the last game. Jeremiah was in foul trouble at our place, and Tyler was in foul trouble here, and I thought that was big in the first half.
Well, the Aggies got the better of the Tigers 60-49 earlier in the year. The loss snaps a four-game win streak for the Aggs, who fall to 17-9 overall and 6-7 in SEC play.
Elsewhere, a big win for Texas Tech as the 7th-ranked Red Raiders top 23rd-ranked Oklahoma 88-78 in Lubbock.
Big win in the Big 12. They're all big, but this one especially because we have so much respect for Oklahoma, Coach Kruger and the players. And so I'm just really happy for our guys.
Red Raiders head man Chris Beard. His squad now sits atop the Big 12 at 22-4 overall and 10-3 in conference play. In the pool, the SEC championships kick off the day at the Texas A&M Student Recreation Natatorium. The Aggie women are ranked 2nd in the nation, while the guys come in at number 11. Here's men's head coach Jay Holmes.
I mean, obviously, the SEC, I believe, is the best conference in America. All the men's teams in the SEC, there's not a bad team. They all bring something about them that are going to be hard and for us to compete against. I mean, so this is a great environment. Us being able to host it here, it really is a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, we spend a lot of time in this pool. Our team obviously knows this pool pretty well. We've had a lot of great moments in this pool. And our team is so far has handled a lot of really good things.
Hopefully, the Maroon and White can get it done. Things get underway at 10:30 a.m. On the softball diamond, the 6th-ranked Aggies look to build on a 4-0 start when they welcome SFA to town. First pitch is at 5 p.m. with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Back out on the court, the Dallas Mavericks came up short to the Sacramento Kings last night, 114-109. San Antonio dropped its third straight, 117-109 to Denver. And Houston got the better of Minnesota, 126-108. James Harden finished with 34 points and 13 assists for the Rockets, but he gave credit to the bench for coming in clutch.
Yeah, we got all guys that can knock down a perimeter shot. You know, so it forces the bigs to come out of the paint. Guard us on the perimeter. And, the floor opened up. Ryan got going and kind of carried us that fourth quarter.
Now you heard Harden mention Ryan Anderson, who provided 21 points off the Rockets bench. Houston will be back in action tonight when it welcomes Sacramento to town at 7 o'clock. And Sean White has captured the men's half pipe in Pyeongchang, becoming the first American male to win a gold in 3 separate Winter Olympics. It also marked the 100th gold all-time for the U.S. in the Winter Games. And by the way, they're 4th this year. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor. Brazos Valley Cares is hosting the 5th annual Stake Your Support Dinner at Coulter Field on Saturday, March 3rd. This year's theme is MASH and will raise funds and focus on the continued support of local veterans. Silent and live auctions, great steaks, cigars, and open bar. Stake Your Support, a great night to honor the brave men and women of our community, sponsored by Brazos Valley Cares. Devoted to improving the lives of military veterans and their families. Get your tickets now, BrazosValleyCares.org.
You don't have to know the exact size, favorite color, or preferred fragrance. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique has got you covered. Whether it's spa treatments, a day of makeup, hair and beauty, or a shopping spree in their boutique, Galleria Spa Salon Boutique offers everything along with their award-winning smiles and service. Galleria at Rock Prairie has their popular gift cards in any denomination. And don't forget Galleria at Century Square opening in 2018.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
The factory has challenged Tom Light Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000 off. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include $7,000 factory incentive, $750 package option savings, $77.79 discount. One available. Ends February 28th.
Morning, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Next hour, Sasquatch. Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, Sasquatch? Something like that.
Sasquatch.
It's like suspect, but Sasquatch.
That guy. Anyway,
like Bigfoot.
May have a background. Have something to do with A&M. We'll have that in the next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and police say a stranger spanked a man's 2-year-old son at a grocery store in Georgia when the kid kept asking his dad for candy. The 62-year-old Juan Martinez arrested on Tuesday night.
Oh,
yeah, the 2-year-old's father says, well, the son was asking for a candy bar over and over again at the store's checkout, and Martinez got annoyed at it and popped a kid on the butt one time.
Wow.
Yep, that'll cost him $3,300.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
child abuse.
Well, yeah,
it's not your child.
You never know how he's asking for the candy, too. All right, so there you go. It's going to be nice today weather-wise once this fog gets out of here. Be a high of around 70 degrees today. Just by the way, tomorrow, 75. And then Friday, about 72. Right now, it's 48. WTAW College Station, Bryan, at 7 o'clock.